Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti with Angelo Acerbi.
Hello.
And from the 79th Venice International Film Festival, we are honored to be joined by Céline Chammat, our Fred Award of this year. Thank you so much, Céline, for being with us and for accepting this award.
Well, thank you. It's a very generous gift and I'm really happy to be here.
Well, I'm going to read you the motivation of this award so that you know exactly why you're here. So the Fred Film Radio Award 2022 goes to Céline Chammat, an extraordinarily intense scriptwriter and filmmaker who can express herself in multiple forms, always distinguishing herself for her originality and elegance. Céline Chammat's stories surprise and seduce viewers, leading them to look at themselves and other people and human relationships with fresh eyes. Fred Film Radio admires and shares Céline Chammat's commitment to raising our collective awareness on important issues such as gender identity, equality and opportunities, and inclusion. So this is why you're
Wow.
here.
Wow. It's so moving. Thank you so much.
We are right, right?
I mean, I trust you.
You trust? Okay, good. So we are right. Perfect.
So, first of all, we're curious, like, when and why did you think that you could express yourself and your heart through cinema and through moving images?
Well, there's two answers to that question. The first one is, I think, very early on. I mean, at my teen years, cinema became the ultimate shelter, became my best friend. I just organized all my life with going to the cinema, which means, having Ciao Vespa, doing babysitting to buy the tickets, and going there three times a week. And I would see everything. At that time, it wasn't about being critical about films or even studying the language of cinema. It was a place where I felt really, really good. And then I think I chose cinema because also I was given the opportunity to do films. I entered film school and suddenly it became something that could be real. I just loved the fact that it would allow me to actually be able to experiment all kinds of form of art in a very dilettante mode. Like with cinema, I could touch a little bit, it could be a little bit about literature, it could be about music, it could be about painting. So I was curious about all arts, and cinema seemed like this very vernacular form, that could where I could explore. So it's a passion for cinema, but it's also just a passion for all kinds of art, I must say. That's the beauty of cinema, in a way.
Listen, Céline, from tomboy to petite maman, how did your way of making movies evolve?
Well, I think all my films are kind of friends with each other, and I mean, people tell me that usually they can feel the film is mine, in a way, so it means that they are in the same language. But also I really consider them as prototypes, and each film has its own rules, and I feel like they come from the same place, but I've also changed a lot on my perspective on film. I've been more critical also about the industry. The more I was in this industry, the more production-wise and so writing-wise, I decide to take more risk and also decide to be more subversive. So it's a weird mix of fidelity and also really staying true to the moment. And I think it's an obsession about being always a contemporary, loving the contemporary. I'm not a fetishist a filmmaker at all. And I'm obsessed about transformation. I think my films, they talk about transformation. And also I'm obsessed about transforming myself. So, cinema is always an opportunity to talk about, yes, of course, identities and transformation, but it's also a way to transform yourself. So, I don't know. I don't know if this answer means anything. But yeah, I feel both constant and always evolving. And I never know what I'm going to do next also, you know. It's always one film at a time.
But there's always a lot of excitement in doing it, right?
Yes, and the thing that I must say is that the thing that has been growing mostly is the joy of making it. I guess now the part of fear that was took a lot of part in my process, because it's super impressive to make films, and I also had the luck that I made film at a very young age. Now it's more about the joy and the pleasure of making cinema till it exists, you know.
I heard, when speaking about women directors, I heard a lot this definition, the female gaze mm-hmm. on cinema. Do you think, is there such a thing? Is there a different way of women directors on things?
Well, I don't know if it's only about women directors, because you can be a woman director and definitely use the patriarchal language. There is for sure a male gaze, which is also a capitalistic gaze, you know. And it's not about who's looking, it's about the politics of the look. You can sum it up. You know, the female gaze was invented in the 70s by Laura Mulvey, addressing the industry at that moment. It was a very strong diagnostic, because mostly it put you in a more critical approach. You know, I was very submissive to cinema at first. I loved everything, and sometimes I loved things that hated me. So it's really important that we see this as a dynamic. From my perspective, it's mostly what I'm missing is anti-capitalist films or feminist perspective, and that is not only about being female or male. That is about being political.
Political, yeah. And cinema is politics. I mean,
of course, representing the world is such a strong responsibility. If you're saying that your films are not political, it's just that you're fine with the way things are, and even fine with the way the language of cinema is. And I think cinema should be always an exploration of a new grammar. This doesn't lend.
Céline, you're here also at the Giornata di Autori as president of the jury of the 27 Times Cinema Jury. All these 27 young future film critics that are here trying to absorb this word. How is this experience going?
Well, it's really intense and beautiful experience, I must say. This is the kind of jury I want to be in. It's hard to be in a jury when you're 28 person.
yeah, the decision-making process must be kind of complex.
But I think it kind of tells about what is a jury, actually. You know, it's not about picking this film or a film or another. It's not about the best film. There's no such thing. I mean, the fact that cinema is so competitive, it's the only art form that is so competitive. We have the Olympics of cinema mm-hmm. four times a year. And each festival has a competition, whereas, if you're a ski pro, it's every 4 years, you know. So the fact that cinema is so competitive for me is just, we shouldn't take that so seriously, you know. So mostly being part of a jury is about this little democracy that you're going to do. And there's 28 of us, they're very young, so the whole process has been fully interesting, and I'm really proud of the democracy that we built together, and that is mostly also, you know, the philosophy of this jury built by the Giornata di Autori is quite unique, and I'm really proud to be a part of it.
Do you think that they can be considered as the new audience? Is there something different that you noticed from the way maybe they look at cinema, they look at films?
Yes, I must say I feel really close to their politics, and they are political. I think also because they start to love cinema at a moment where there's a big crisis of cinema, so they know that it's, you know, they don't take it for granted. It's not I think they're very, they know that it's a struggle. And so I felt really close to the way they looked at film. I consider myself still, I think I study more cinema now than before. And I, I consider it even more precious than before. So it's glad. I'm really. There's no cynicism. They're not cynical at all. It's really, really. It's so yeah. It's all about passion and yeah. And it's also and it was also very fun. I must say. And also, they come from they all come from a European country, a different European country. That was also very, very interesting.
Well, I think that we asked you all we needed to ask, and you were very generous with us. Of course, we can go for an hour, but you don't have time. And so thanks a lot to Celine Chamas for having been with us, recipient of the Fredo Film Radio Award 2022 here in Venice, for all the reasons that we just said. So thank you very much.
Now we're linked. So we will remind you every time.
Yeah, and you will remind all us with this microphone and the plaque. So thanks a lot again.
Thank you.
Angela Cerbi with Chiara Nicoletti from the Venice Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.